Aztag, this is dictating on Michael Brown. I'm sorry, Michael C. Brown. B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth, 8-23-05. Date of visit is 10-16-23. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough for 3 months. Next paragraph is present illness. This is an 18-year-old male who apparently suffered a cerebellar stroke more than 3 months ago. Had been worked up at Arnold Palmer Hospital and has received physical therapy. The patient started to have coughing spells, nasal drainage, and has episodes of chest tightness, but denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, or weight loss. A chest x-ray done on 8/18/23 showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. The patient was treated with oral antibiotics and a course of steroids with no significant relief. His neurologic status is stable, and he does, however, complain of coughing spells after eating, and has some episodes of wheezing. The next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history is unremarkable, except for environmental allergies, nasal congestion, but no history of asthma. The patient had a cerebellar stroke in July 23 and was not given any other specific treatment. He has, specific treatment except for aspirin and Zyrtec. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. He is a student and exercises regularly. Next paragraph. Family history. He is adopted. Next paragraph. Allergies. Environmental allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has persistent cough and no shortness of breath. Denies chest pains, no abdominal pains, no nausea. Has coughing spells while eating. He does have some dizzy attacks and unsteadiness of his feet and some left-sided weakness as well, and denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg swelling, no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. And he has no urinary symptoms, flank pains. And then I joint pains, muscle stiffness. Seizures, but had some weakness of the left side. No memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching, and no depression or anxiety. Next, physical exam. This well-built young male who is alert, no acute distress, there was no pallidus, icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 60. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 184, saturation 97. HE and non-spheric pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are essentially clear. Heart sounds are regular, someone has to no murmur. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Number 1 is chronic cough. Number 2 is possible reactive airways. Number 3 is rule out aspiration. And number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux. Number 5, history of cerebellar CVA. And next paragraph plan. The patient had an extensive neurologic workup for his stroke, and we will request records from Arnold Palmer Hospital. He also needs a swallow evaluation to see if he aspirates, resulting in coughing spells, and also check for reflux. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest to look for any lung infiltrates. You'll get a CBC IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. And he was given a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician, please.